Welcome to the MSP Law Podcast, where we share legal tips and strategies that help managed service providers and technology firms build a better defense. I'm your host, Tom Favinsky. More changes to the Paycheck Protection Program, or loan program, in the Paycheck Protection Plan Flexibility Act, a bill that was signed into law on Friday, June 5th of 2020 by President Trump. These changes are expected to help Paycheck Protection Program loan borrowers to achieve loan forgivenesses easier. The changes include extending the period of time to use the funds to 24 weeks or December 31st in many cases, depending on how you applied, from the original period of time, which was 8 weeks. There are no penalties on the forgiveness amount if an employee does not come back to work. Only 60% of the loan must be spent on payroll expenses. That was reduced from 75%. However, buyers should note that the 60% threshold is now a cliff, and forgiveness will be absolutely denied for any amounts under the loan if the threshold is not met. The loan period increased from 2 years at 1% to a 5-year loan. Also, 3 weeks ago, the United States Small Business Administration and the Department of Treasury released the Paycheck Protection Program loan forgiveness application, along with detailed instructions and guidance. The PPP loan forgiveness application is an 11-page application, which is just barely longer than the name of the program. And each PPP loan borrower will need to submit the application through the lender that it received its funds from. If you need help with that, please don't hesitate to contact us. That's it for now, but look for more changes. Well, that's it for this episode. This is Tom Favinsky. I'm an attorney with Virtus Law. My team is called the MSP Law Team. We serve MSPs, and we'd like to chat with you. Feel free to reach out to us by email. My contact information is Tom, T-O-M, at Virtus Law, D like Victor, I-R-T like Tom, U-S, like United States, L-A-W.com.